Sometimes I try to believe that the world should be at my feet because I'm a great person. I deserve everything in the world. That was my purpose and goal my entire life. I wanted to have everything at my feet. If I snap the fingers, it would be here. Everything was just very easy and very pleasant. I never wanted things to change for me. I just wanted to be involved all the time. And I believe that everything would always be very nice for me. That was my belief. But we forget to have grace. We forget a lot about grace. A lot about, I thank you for caring for me more than what I could care for myself. Something like a higher power. Something like, I want to be carried like a queen. Carry me. Show me off like a queen. That's what I want. I want to be feeling like a queen. We all do. We all do want to feel like on top of the world. We all do. But we forget. We forget there's a lot of things that we need to be thankful for. And we forget that we're not always correcting ourselves the best way we can. You always want to correct ourselves because someone reminded us. Someone told us we're not perfect individuals. Someone told me I wasn't doing right. Someone cared for me to tell me, change my ways. I mean, I suppose someone that gives you time has something they care for you about. Someone that calls it for your attention cares enough more than you do for yourself. They bring it to your attention. They dedicate to tell you something. They set you somewhere. They tell you what's going on, what they're feeling in regards of how you are, in regards of what you're doing, in regards of how you're living, the choices being done, what it is that you need, what could be best for you. That shouldn't hurt us. It's just words. Just a couple of advices. It's just, I'm advising you to better yourself, better understanding, better reasonable. It's just for the better you. Have you ever heard of a better version for you? Not judgmentally, just not criticizing, not taking anything from you that's gonna affect you, just advising you what's best, advising you. What would you be better with? Someone that tells you what would be better for you to the day of tomorrow. How could you fit better? How could you be looked at better? And how could you be a best you? The happy you. The happy you that deserves to be happy. Releasing tension. Releasing stress. Releasing all the things that take us to a moment of distress. All those times that you feel like you're at a peak of something and you're about to burst out and scream as loud as you can. How do you prevent that? And how do you release all that tension? How do you go about changing the way your mentality thinks or the things that you just don't feel like you're doing right? Something's not right. Something's not fitting me well no more. Every time they talk about something, it feels like it's me. Every time that I'm being heard of speaking of something, it all seems like it's me. I think they're talking about me. I think they're assuming that's me. If you say someone's doing too much, I'm gonna assume that's me. Why does everybody seem to be against me? Why does everybody seem to be not so nice to me? What's going on? It is our conscience that takes us to believe that our conscience is telling us something is a tormenting us. Something just tells us in our conscience. You know, if everything feels like that, you may need to want to change something. You may want to change something. For the good reasons. Nothing bad. No one's trying to take from you. No one's trying to take from you. No one's trying to change you. It's for your own good. It's for what benefits you. It's what will bring the best of you. Sometimes we're proud of how far we've come along, how great we've come along, how everything just comes along very well for us. We're proud of it, of course. We congratulate ourselves. Like, you know, tonight I'm stepping out. I finally finished my course. Tonight I'm stepping out. I finally cut my toxic boyfriend off. Today I'm stepping out. I close a chapter that I'm no longer going to be in. So I'm going to step out and do what I want to do. It's my pleasure. I'm going to step out and celebrate. Celebrate the new chapter I'm about to enter. Celebrate the new life I'm about to enter. Celebrate the new everything that comes along when we do right. That's how we do it. But in order for us to be praised and salute it and truly be congratulated for the things that we do right, the right choices and the right decisions and the right mind, it all takes quite a bit. It doesn't turn out good for us just like flickering a lighter. We flick a lighter on, the fire turns on, you know, and we'll be able to set something on. It's not that easy. It takes a while. It takes a really quite a good amount of time for us to get there. We could continue to be foolishly believing we've gotten somewhere. You know, I've led myself to great things because I started attending this every Sunday, or I started, you know, doing things righteously, so I should be led. We get led, but it takes a great amount, takes a whole life for us to see what is gonna be ahead of us. We don't always have to sit somewhere and imagine it's gonna be blooming flowers and firecrackers everywhere and, you know, like a 4th of July day. It's not always that way. Just because we're so good and, you know, everything that we're good for it for the meantime of our lives. And it will stay somewhere. It's something that will stay, that will remain, that will be passed on, that our great examples passes on always and forever. It's not just, you know, selfishly for me. I'm greedy. It's for me. Today, if I get to be rich, it's for me. I'm rich for that. It has to be something that motivates you to live, to say, to reference, you know, a legacy, something that you could set as an example, not just for yourself, for the rest. Not just because we get to sit somewhere full of wisdom and it's just great. There's things that we're taught for a good reason. Our great conscience functions well today. Let it be known. Let it be known for what reasons it works, it functions well. For what reasons? What has God taught you? What has God taught you? and to what degree are you good? Sometimes we could go for many things, you know. We could go for a pageant show. We could go for a performance. We could go for a karaoke night. We could go for a birthday party. We go for many things, you know, trying to gain some kind of happiness in the moment, in the midst. It gives us something. We step out for that. But God wants us to have eternal happiness, eternal peace, just great things that last. Not just momentarily, not just because today is a great day to smile, not just because the sun's out right now. He wants us to be happy even when it's dark, even when it's lonely. Peaceful. Even when the leaves start falling off a tree, he expects us to have happiness. He expects us to have memories, great memories. Not focus so much on the bad things that has happened, not what we've lost, not the things we've seen, not all the things we've experienced, just be happy internally. Sometimes our smile is not that smiley when we smile in front of people. It's not that smiley. God says there's a lot of fake smiles that could be sitting somewhere. Fake smiling, because they have to. They have to smile at their boss. They have to smile at their significant other, but they don't feel it. They want to be smiling, like, you know, a little smirk, but we don't feel it. God says, release hypocrisy, release sadness, release all the remorsement, release it. It doesn't benefit you, it doesn't profit you. We could sit somewhere and be smiling at someone, and the person already knows truth. Sometimes there's some people that are not very provocative into wanting to engage in arguments. They're not going to argue something they already know about. They're not going to discuss it. They're not going to sit somewhere and discuss something they already present. They already feel. There's a lot of people that think that unfaithfulness is always discovery. Unfaithfulness is always, you know, someone that knows the lie sits somewhere, the fake stuff sits somewhere, someone that already knows there's no true in it, but still remains calm and peaceful. That is because God allows them to be, you know, that, just that. Calm and peaceful. God allows them to feel that. A lot of peacefulness, a lot of calmness. God says, through the suffering, through the emotions we may have, I walk by you and I remain by you. That is what I do. That is why I'm called King. Yes, yes, yes. That's why they call me King. Not just for any other reason. Because through the disturbance, through the interruptions we have, God still stands. God still holds our heart. He holds everything we are and why we are that. We don't just hold ourselves together
very well put, because the world gives us that authorization or gives us that privilege. We are held in one whole piece, thanks and only thanks to the one that holds us whole. If he didn't hold us whole, we wouldn't have all our pieces together. Some pieces will be left somewhere else. Some pieces will be divided somewhere else. That's what a lot of times what we do. You know, we're so good at dividing, separating, provoking, interruptedly, you know, we want to interfere all the time. Someone looks happy, let me intervene there. Someone looks like they're doing so good and great, let me go in there and take that from them. I don't think they deserve it. I don't think God loves them that much to give to them. Oh, they're being positive today. Oh, they're being motivated today. Oh, today they were spiritually awakened. So let me just take something from that. I think I deserve that. Let me just sit somewhere and torture them a little more, because I have the strategies too. I know how to do that. I mess with witchcraft. I mess with the dark side ones. I know about that. Let me just do destruction in their life. Why not? I'm capable of that. Why not? If you ever want to see somebody at peace, let them have their peace, because God is well watching. He's well observing. He's well aware of where they've walked through in the pathway of life, where they've been, what things they've experienced. That is why God gives them that privilege to be so happy through it all. That gives them that permission, you know. You walk through me, you walk by me, I walk through you. I've spiritually given you some kind of garden to trust in me. I've given you many things for you to trust in me. Not in anybody else. Whatever else, everyone else can give an opinion on it. Everyone else could think differently. That's their privilege. The day that I assure you things is because it's me. I want to assure you things. I want to secure something in you. That maybe your mouth doesn't speak very well. Maybe your mind doesn't speak very well. Maybe your perspective in life is not seen well. There's a lot of things that we don't get approved by on a daily. We don't get approved by it because we sound a little retarded. You know, stupid us. Who the fuck are we? That's what God says. There's a lot of people that don't give us acceptance. Don't give us a chance. We don't speak that good. We don't speak very properly. Because we're so good to just let others be taken out. God gets tired of that. God gets tired of the envious, of the hate around the world. God gets tired of humiliation upon those weak ones. We see them weak and we still go for them. God says, I'm tired of seeing the weak being stepped on, thrown out, rejected, left and right, you know. You could continue the patterns. We could continue the lifestyle. We could just continue. That is our method, right? God says, you don't have to speak to me long enough for me to understand you, for me to be captivated, for me to be, you know, attentive to what I need to be attentive at. God sees a lot of things that many of us miss, you know. We forget what our personal items are. On a daily, we forget, where's my purse? Where's my cell phone? Where's my charger? Where did I put that new shirt I bought? Where's the new things that I had? Where's the food? Where's the groceries? We forget. We could be easily forgotten about personal items. But we forget that there's one great observer that would not miss anything. Like that song says, I don't want to miss a thing. That's what God says. I don't ever want to miss a thing. He says, bring to me what you may want to bring with you to show me you're a great person. Bring to me all your great references, all the great things you could speak about yourself perspectively. Bring to me. He says that. He says, what suitcase are you going to pick out of the store? What suitcase are you going to put in, pack on, the great things that speak very greatly of you and the references as you may want to enter my kingdom? Show me that. Show me that. If you're in the world, they make it difficult for us to have a great living, for us to have the things we have. It takes a few days of, let me see what your credit score is. Wait, you know, about 5 business days and I'll tell you what your credit score is. And if you're being approved. God says, you know, it's not that hard to come to me with the good reference. It's not that hard. What I seek in you is understanding that I am the great. I am the king. And I don't need the best of you. And I don't need good references. Forget all that. Forget the good references. Forget that, you know, if you insulted me yesterday, forget all that. Forget all that. You insulted me yesterday. You didn't put your full trust in me, your full faith. Forget it. I'm not going to go by that. If there's one thing I may want to go for, it's not how much you've given to me. It's not how much you've let me borrow. God doesn't want us to be going by what you let me borrow, what you hand to me. How many times you've said thank you to me. God wants us to know that what he gives to us, it's in a remembrance of his existence. It's something for you to carry on with your life and know he's at existence. He doesn't appear very quickly. He doesn't show himself for who he is. But in due time, you will know. In due time. Maybe right now it's not well seen. Right now, you may not know. You may not know, you know. Sometimes we don't know others sacrificed for us. We don't know who died for us. We don't know who's in pain for us right now as we are speaking, as we are living creatures. We may just feel like we just have it. We just have it so good. This is what I deserve. I have it so easily. I think it's because, you know, I've given enough. I think that's what I do, right? That's why I receive. Because I think I walk so pretty. Miss Pretty Woman. I think so. But in reference to who provides, who we should give grace to, who we should be thankful for, that takes a lot. It takes a lot. It takes so much for us to be thankful for. We may not know as to why we're still, you know, safe and secure. Why are we still having great knowledge? Why our conscience works so well? Not everyone gets that. Not everyone could sit really nice somewhere and enjoy life. Not everyone. Sometimes people live in a world of innocence. We live innocently, you know, forgetting about stuff from the world. Just our own intuition. Just, you know, If I eat, I eat. If I don't, I don't. If I receive, I receive. If I have, I have. So many of us don't understand that when we have true conscience, we get to understand many things that others don't. We get to understand what the blind can't see. We get to understand what our eyes could see and how we see and why we see that. It's not because we're so intelligent. It's not because we're so smart. It's because we just see it. You know, it's our perspective. It's what, how we're perceiving things. How are you perceiving things? How do you get to see things that others don't? How do you get to feel tension when others don't? How do you get to prevent things when others don't? How do we get a calling when others don't feel it? How do we earn spiritual guidance? How do we get to enjoy that spiritual guidance? How do we get forgiveness? How do we get anything out of life with that understanding that there's a person highly interested in what best interests us, our best interest? We all want a clean house. We all want a clean environment. We all want many things. We all want, you know, better walls. We all want all everything remodeled, you know. We could be quick to say these floors are uneven. I see cracks on the walls. I see holes. Who's going to come and patch it up? Who's going to come and paint it? Who will, personally have interest in changing the way I'm seeing things? Who's going to come and change things when they're out of my hand? I mean, because I'm not a painter. I am not a repair person. I don't repair things. So who will? We could be millionaires for so long, you know, but it's not in our interest. I mean, when you're a millionaire, it's the best, you know, suggestion for you is to eat shrimp and lobster or drink wine. That is on the list. I guess only when you're bored and poor, we get to observe other things that need repairness. I guess when we're in the most needed time is when we see things. I guess it takes us to be bored and poor for us to repair some things. Or I don't know. What is required for us to change things in our environment? What is required for us to get calling? I want to be called today. I don't know what I want to be called, but I've been waiting to be called a queen. I've been waiting to be called a king. So how am I going to gain that position? Because I don't want friends to come to me when I have it good. Only when I have something to offer them. I just don't want those friends. Only when it's, you know, touchy time. That is when I want to have good friends. Only and when. I don't want to be called only when someone needs something. I want to be called because I'm called for all the right reasons. You know, we never want to be used. We never want to be the ones to be used. Hey, I'm not here to be used, so don't bother me. I'm not here to be utilized in the wrong ways, so don't utilize me. I'm not here to be seen as just a person that gives out booty, so don't call me for a booty call. You know, we could put it in a very perspective that will be saying to men, don't use me. And how are we gonna stand out of it? How are we going to gain that from men? We need to put in our part. We need to do what we need to do as our part. We need to understand that there's things that are going to be hard to prevent, hard to occur, hard to handle others' perspective towards you. It's going to be very hard. Hard to make sure you tell people, I'm not into that. Maybe you keep thinking I'm a liar. Maybe you keep believing your beliefs. Maybe you just don't believe that I've changed. It's all up to you. Keep thinking that. But God says one good day, it's going to come. And you're going to have to be awakened. Awakened to not everything stays how we want it to stay. You know, even our biggest times when we think we could have it our way, it doesn't go our way. It could go our way, but not always. Not always. Decently, not always. There's times where we're going to be criticized, talked down about. So when we truly want acceptance, and when we truly want to say, how did they get somewhere? How did they get enter somewhere? How did they do that? Because they're not the perfect ones. I don't think so. And speaking on my behalf, I don't think so. I really reasonably don't think so. I believe that there's something that's not being told. So I gotta be the one to gossip. I gotta be the one to write down or tell them something. Let me go tell them this person. Let me put them in a position of disgraceness. Let me, you know, paint them like a bad person because they don't deserve that privilege. They don't deserve to have a privilege. I don't think they're the right person. I don't think they've done enough. I don't think they've spoken enough about Jesus. Not to us. I don't know to who. Someone. We could ask ourselves tons of questions when it comes to the chosen ones. We could ask ourselves tons of doubts, you know. My doubt is that person doesn't do shit for all I know. That person doesn't do shit. They just put makeup on. They just don't. I don't know what they do, but nothing of interest. Nothing of interest. I don't perspectively feel like they're anybody. In my perspective. Just another person. I believe that. I have highly doubt. I have my full understanding is they're mensos. Mensitas. So I don't know why they choose them. I don't know who choose them. First of all, for most, the chosen ones is those that have a lot of good reputation, are very well known in town, have a lot of money to show off for. They party hard on the weekends. I believe those are the chosen ones. Those will stand out. Those will stand tall. Those will have a lot of people to speak good about. Oh, they show up at work all the time. They're my bartenders. They're my servers. They're the girls that work at the Hooters, you know. The girls that work at Applebee's, I don't know. They have to have some kind of good reference for them to be the chosen ones. The reason why people have authority and people that excuse them from all the bad stuff they live for and why God chooses them is not because of what they could have had to offer the world. It's how much faith they had that there was a living God, a person out of their sight that they could not see, but will show up at their door. Truly, you know, some way or another, patiently waiting for him to arrive, patiently waiting for the oceans to have calm, the waves to come at ease, things that are gonna be released for you because God has seen the pathways you lived on. God has seen many things, that he's a great understanding person, a true friend, not just a fake one that comes around when you have something to give, not just him, not that person that could buy you into something, convince you into something to believe in, because there's so much that you have received. So in order for me to believe today, I have to receive tons of it. Let me receive tons of it so I could truly put my faith in it. I'm not going to put my faith in it. No one's going to convince me that could make me some money because I don't see it. Did the other person before me got the what you're saying I'm going to get? Does that require, when it comes to something you can't perceive, you can't feel, you can't physically see, it doesn't require for you to receive. It doesn't require promise kept. You don't need to see what it could offer you for you to keep it. It's something we get to keep because it's what we believe in. We get to keep it because it's what we believed in. We trusted fully enough to believe it was going to come with you. It was going to stick with you. It was going to walk with you. That's why. Not because of so much good references. Not because of someone speaking well of you. Not because of how good you look to the world and society and in a public area, you're a wealthy man. Not because of those things. I mean, we could lie to ourselves our whole entire lives. We could just lie. Let me lie. Let me say, you know, I own the best property in the world. This is what I own, so I'm just gonna have it. I'm just gonna believe that it's mine. It's private property. So I'm just gonna have fun with it. You know, God says, leave that all to me. Leave that to me that is in highly, you know, authorization, that is authorized, and he's the owner of his creation. How are you going to tell someone that's the owner of his creation how to do things? How are you going to sit somewhere and believe that we're authorized to do what we want only because it's ours? If that was the case, we'll be all doomed. We'll be in doomsday today. We'll be sitting somewhere, you know, not at secureness, not at none whatsoever protected, not at whatsoever somewhere that could cause us danger. If today you're not being tormented, if today you have the freedom to leave and come back to your house with no fear, be thankful. There's a lot of countries that are not living in those circumstances, not at all. When you have a lot of peace in your soul, have peace in your soul. When you have a chance to take back what you were gonna choose to do, Take it back. If you want to go by what they told you, if you want to go by what they promise you, if you want to go by what they're assuming that's good for you, by all means, give it a shot. That it's going to be long lasting, that it's going to be kept well, taken care of well. I'm not too sure of that. I can't promise you that. We all go by what we want to go by. We all convince ourselves how we want to convince ourselves. We all have what we believe on. God says, you know, you authorize what you want to authorize. You are the person who permits what we permit. We are the ones that are going to feel what comes along with it. We feel it. Nobody else. We do. If we want to be bad, we're going to be bad. We're going to be good. We're going to be good. And we're going to be full of it. God says, be full of it. Be all the things that you want to be. But I am the creative of all things. I am. Nobody else. I am. Why am I the creative of all things? Well, maybe I had a great interest in all the things. Maybe I just had the desire to be the creative of all things. Not for any other reason. Not because somebody paid me good. Not because somebody praised me enough. Not because somebody said, I'm going to be your best friend because you're the creative of all things. The reason why he's the creative of all things, above all things, for one good reason. He has great love. Great love. Great at sustaining at everything. It's a sad world we have to live on. It's a sad world how someone could be in our face, smile at us, and still have disgraceful thinking. Why can't you just give someone their child? If you know that that's their child, why can't you do that? Why do you have to go to a degree of level of believing, I don't need to do that. Forget it. Let's keep morals. Let's keep truth. Why go to that degree, length of like living? Why prefer to hurt somebody even more when you know it's gonna hurt you even more? Our consequences don't reflect on how we're gonna prosperously live our life ahead of us. You know what gives us prosperity ahead of us? Not making the wrong choices. Not pleasing others but ourselves. Until we do that, we will learn that what doesn't need to affect us, you know, we already know about karma. We already know about what we will get as a consequence if we don't take the right choices and wisely choices. So, what is the need of somebody taking something from you, knowing it belongs to you? That's what the Lord says. If you know it belongs to them, why not return it? If you have found something that is, that still has somebody alive and it's their mother, why not give it back? Why take it into your own hands to say they don't deserve that child? They don't deserve happiness. They don't deserve what they're speaking on. I don't believe they're speaking on truth. I don't believe that they're the right person. I don't think they're the person to be giving wisdom and knowledge to others. It's the degree of hate, the level of envy. It's all those things put together. As I say, don't ever fall for your own understanding. Don't ever fall for your own, you know, whatever you want to handle. The day of tomorrow will come and you'll have to come to see the realization of what our actions take us to and why we're taking there. It's not because we're so good, better than others. We're not the righteous one to correct any other but ourselves. But one thing is, you know, you can't just consider taking into your own hands to handle things the way we want. And like I say, you know, it takes us a lot for us to sit somewhere and rethink and reanalyze and repair. So if we don't want to stay like all our lives repairing, if we don't want to be the ones to tell somebody how we're not doing right, or someone to tell you how you're not doing right, you know, it's better for us to just have a better understanding on what really true matters, what really true have, you know, what really has potential importance in it. You know, I want to know why it's important for me to have, you know, and sustain truth. Why is it important for me? Because one day I'm going to be tired of how things are going. I'm just going to be sick and tired. I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of this suffering. I'm sick and tired of people not having true faith in me. I'm sick and tired of people speaking bad about me. I'm just sick of it all. So it's better for me to just sit somewhere and do something. Analyzing. Do something. Call on a higher power. Do something. Something different. Not just the same book all the time. Not just the same author all the time. I don't want it to be the same person always speaking. Speaking, speaking. It's just a lot of speaking and it doesn't sink in. It's a lot of talking and it doesn't click to me. I don't relate to it. God says, don't have me set you somewhere and tell you over and over everything that I am and everything of who I am. But like I say, a lot of people, a lot of times, have highly doubt. It's like, I have highly doubt because I never heard of you. I've never gotten any good references from you. So the only thing I know is what I know. The only thing I trust in is my friends. The only thing I know of is who looks right at the world, who perspectively stands out from the world. That is what I'm going to go for. That is who I will put my full trust and faith in. There's nothing else that it's of my interest. There's nothing else important to me but just that. God says, never question where I take you. Never question who I am. Never question what I could offer you. God says, the day that I'm going to offer and give to you is the day that I will do it. And that's it.